This is the VOA Special English Health Report. AIDS researchers say they still have much work to do on a vaccine against HIV. But the first reports of some success have raised hopes. Scientists say an experimental vaccine reduced the risk of infection in humans by 31% and was safe. The study was designed to test for two abilities. One was the ability of the vaccine to prevent HIV infections. The other was its ability to reduce the amount of virus in the blood of people who became infected during the study. Volunteers received vaccinations over a period of 6 months and were tested for HIV for an additional 3 years. The study began in 2003. It was the largest AIDS vaccine trial yet. It involved more than 16,000 adults in Thailand. Half received the vaccine. The other half received a placebo, an inactive substance. The volunteers did not know which they were getting. 74 people in the placebo group became infected during the study. The researchers say that was compared with only 51 of those who received the vaccine. Dr. Supakai Lurknarm, who led the study for the Thai Ministry of Public Health, called it a scientific breakthrough. The Surgeon General of the United States Army sponsored the study and released the final results last week. The National Institutes of Health also took part. Dr. Anthony Fauci at NIH called the findings an important step forward. He said it represents the first time an investigational HIV vaccine has shown some ability to prevent infection. But he also said additional research is needed to better understand how the vaccine reduced the risk in those individuals. The vaccine did not lower the amount of virus in the blood of volunteers who became infected during the study. The study was based on versions of HIV commonly found in Thailand. The volunteers received a combination of two vaccines. The first, or prime, vaccine came from the Sanofi Pasteur Company. The second, or booster, vaccine was developed by Vaxgen. The nonprofit group Global Solutions for Infectious Diseases now has rights to it. Neither vaccine had been successful by itself when tested earlier. More detailed results of the study are expected to be presented at an AIDS vaccine conference in Paris next month. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.